Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Joe Montone, founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And here is your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning and welcome to Finding God in Prison. It's great to be here. My name is Joe Montone, back with you once again. I want to thank Dale and Jane and Kathy for having me back once again, and everybody here at the Holy Spirit Radio family. My friends, we have a great program planned for you today. We have three guests who will be calling in. These are men in our WINGS program, the Inmate Reentry Program, men who are succeeding on the outside and who are working on building a new life that's designed by God Himself. And as we begin the show, we want to just acknowledge that, last year was a tremendous year for us and the WINGS program in our reentry and recovery work. We want to just highlight a couple of things for you. And last year we had 8 50-hour 10-week programs in the Philadelphia prison system, touching more than 200 men and their families. And we sent out more than 1,000 letters of apology, letters of forgiveness, appreciation letters, thank you letters to many family and friends through that program. And that's a tremendous effort put forth by the men themselves. Approximately 150 official visits were conducted by Sharon Anderson, our counselor, making a difference, an impact on the men, helping to strategically plan their reentry plans and make things work for them on the outside. So we thank Sharon for the work that she did there. We sent out more than 50 Christmas packages to approximately 200 children and other family members for the men in our programs in December. And we had a lot of success in court as well. Many of our men will go to court for either pretrial hearings or trial, or in the sentencing phase of their case, we can actually have an impact on the judge. And so we've had men get reductions in time, house arrest, work release, early paroles, and we've done a good job at helping the men to get a favor from the judge by putting forth tremendous effort in the 50 hours of time and beyond in the WINGS program. And so I just want to thank everybody who had an impact on the WINGS program last year, everybody who helped us, specifically the Charitable Exchange, who does a tremendous job of providing financial support to us. And without them, we really would be disadvantage. And so we thank the Charitable Exchange for all the financial support and all their prayers as well. Right now we have Jacoby McFadden. He's our first caller calling in. And before we do actually talk to Jacoby, I just want to dedicate this show today to Joan Fairburn. Joan was our secretary for 13 years. She passed away a few weeks ago, and was a tremendous inspiration to me, and helped us to move forward many years ago in the reentry work that we do today through the Department of Corrections in New Jersey. And so, Joni, if you're listening, we just thank you for all the work you did for us in the 13 years in our pilgrimages, in our reentry work, and in so many areas, really helping us to go forward. So we dedicate this show to you, as well as to all the men in the WINGS program, inside and outside prison walls. Okay, so we have Jacoby McFadden on the phone. Jacoby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Mr. Montone?
Hey, good morning, my friend. Great to hear from you.
Man, great. It's always a pleasure, Mr. Montone, just to hear from you, give honor and glory and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without Him, none of this would be possible.
Absolutely. That's so true. And, the show we are on today, Jacoby, is called Finding God in Prison. And, without the Lord, nothing would be possible. And so, in fact, in the Gospel of Luke, it says all things are possible with God in Luke 1:37. But I want to thank you for calling in today. and being with us on the air. We have some time to kind of get to know you and have our listeners be inspired by the work you've done in your life to help to make great changes and to move forward. So with that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to tell the folks how we met and a little bit about, you know, where you've been in your life in the early days and where you're at and where you're going.
Good morning, everybody. Like I said, my name is Jacoby McFadden. You know, I'm 43 years old, and, you know, life is about choices. You know, life is about making decisions, and, you know, I made some wrong turns. I did some bad things in life, you know. I got sent away for 62 months, and I've actually met Mr. Montone at a pizza shop in Ewing, New Jersey, about 4 years ago called Bluesy's Pizza. And I was a young man just coming home from prison, didn't have a job, just trying to stay on the right track as I, reentry myself back into society. And, you know, I found the Lord when I was in prison. When I first got to prison in 2006, you know, I blamed everybody for all my mistakes. I was dealing with denial so bad that, you know, I just wanted to blame everybody. But see, in life, you have to take responsibility of your actions. You have to take responsibility of the things that you have done. And I think Mr. Montone that really got me on track when I turned my life over to Jesus, September 24th, 2006. And all the guilt and all the burdens and all the things that had me bound, I was set free in Christ. You know, Jesus said, who the Son set free is truly free indeed. I was liberated from a bad past. I grew up in Trent, New Jersey, part of my life in Sumter, South Carolina. Mom and dad got divorced when I was very, very young. I was reared by my father. You know, he gave me the best. You know, he kind of spoiled me and stuff like that. But, you know, I graduated from high school. I went to college, but I just made some bad choices, you know. We all seem to come up short of the glory of God. But when I got into the Wings program, me and Mr. Montone, he interviewed me. We talked, and I tell you, it was just a great experience, you know, giving back. And I was a little discouraged when I first came home from prison trying to look for a job. But, you know, what I realized that when we try to figure things out, God has them already worked out. And through faith, you know, the word of God's without faith, it's impossible to please God. Those that come to God must believe he's a rewarder and that he's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. So as you continue to diligently seek the Lord, then doors will open up for you. And I guess like Isaiah 61:1 is one of my favorite scriptures, you know. And it goes that Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And that was one scripture that always encouraged my heart and my spirit. Well, just to give you a little journey of what I've been through when I was incarcerated, I had state charges in Maryland, for drug sales, had federal charges for guns, and, you know, I had to go through, I was in 9 different prisons, 7 different states. But each one of my journeys, God has shown me something. Each one of my stops, God has allowed me to either encourage somebody or somebody encourage me, and we both growed, and God got the honor and glory and praise. I was in a federal halfway house in 2 halfway houses, one in South Carolina. I was in a federal halfway house in Philly, because when I came home, I didn't have a place to stay, and I had to go back to the halfway house for 6 months. But God allowed me to go back to a federal halfway house, because he had work for me to do there, too. And right now, today, I was working at Ruby Tuesday. They had other odds and end jobs. And right now, I'm a assistant kitchen manager at Sacred ShopRite in Hamilton Square, New Jersey. And I tell you, God is just awesome. Not because of what he done for me, not because of what he gives me, but simply who he is, Mr. Montone.
And that's powerful. That's a wonderful statement, because you know, we very often will be, as human beings, we're always asking God for something. Mm-hmm. But in what you're saying, you know, in who God is, you know, mm-hmm. and the character of God, the wonder of God, you know, all things are possible with God.
Yes,
and so, you know, that's a beautiful thing. Jacoby, now, how much time did you serve in your...
I served 5 years, 2 months. Actually, 62 months.
62 months. And mostly months. Due to the sale of drugs, weapons.
Drugs and weapons. I had state charges in Maryland, and I had federal charges in out of New Jersey, you know? So,
right.
But through the grace of God, he ran, you know, God's mercy and grace. That's why I say God's mercy and grace endures forever. Because I was actually looking at the 5 years from the state of Maryland, and then the feds were trying to give me 5 years also, and they was going to try to run everything wild. Wild means you do one sentence, and then you have to go into federal custody and do another sentence. But through God's grace and mercy, you know, he ran everything concurrent, and they took some time off. The feds took some time off, and they gave me only 33 months. So the 33 months and the 5 years ran together, and I ended up doing 62 months.
Okay, very good. And while you growing up in Trenton and other areas of the USA, did you have any role models growing up?
Yeah, well, you know, my dad was my role model. You know, I had an uncle, Jerry Diller, God bless the dead. He was a role model. I had a few, you know, as far as my dad and my uncles and stuff like that, they were my role models, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And since we met, now we've met about close to 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you've been in the Wings program. How has the Wings program itself impacted you, in the last 4 years?
I'll tell you, Mr. Montone, just being a part of a movement, or put it this way, a part of God's kingdom in the movement, it helped me out a lot. It helped me to really reposition my life. It helped me really to move forward. It really gave me the tenacity and the zeal that, you know, even though I made some mistakes, you know, through the program, God is greater than my mistakes. He didn't consider my past, determine what he has for me in the future. It let me know that, you know, even though I experienced some pain, you know, some emotional pain, what the program really done for me, it let me know that the joy that's in front of me is far greater than the pain that was behind me. So
yeah.
My tip off to God working in you and through you, Mr. Montone, to reach out to these captive souls and people that are lost. And it gave me a hope. It gave me an earnest expectation and a hope. So that's why I'm so eager to give back.
Right.
I'm so eager to let people know what God has done for me. And if he had done the same thing for me, he's not a respected person. He'd do the same thing for the next person. But only thing about that, you got to live for him.
Excellent.
You know, excellent. You got to live for the Lord. You know, you can't expect God to give us blessings. We can't expect favor if we're not being obedient and being faithful to the Almighty, the true and living, in Jesus' name.
Right.
You know?
Excellent. In the Wings program, as you know, we try to line men up with what God says to do and what he says not to do. Very important. There's no question, you know, and it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where you're going. And what I love about you, Jacoby, is that, you know, you're through and through, you're in line. And this is a very, you know, great thing, you know, for us, because I can really depend on you. You're reliable, accountable,
mm-hmm.
you're honest, sincere, respectful, and that's what you've shown me over the years, and you've continued to communicate on a, you know, weekly or monthly basis over the last 4 years. And for our listeners out there, Jacoby was with us at the last graduation as a speaker inside one of the Philadelphia prison systems. He came in with me throughout the entire 2.5 hour presentation, and was a speaker to the men to motivate them to show that it can be done on the outside in
yeah.
terms of success and recovery or reentry. In addition to that, you know, getting work when you have a felony in your background. Now, can you speak about that just a little bit?
I mean, it was a little difficult because, you know, when you are convicted felon, you know, society, you know, you're already labeled. And I tell you, Mr. Montone, it was rough. It was very, very discouraging. But I know that the God that I serve was able. And, you know, the scripture that you said earlier, you know, through God, all things is possible. It was discouraging, but one thing I didn't do, I didn't stop laboring for the Lord. And I stepped out on faith, and I kept putting applications in, You know, I said, I can't keep, I got to let people know, okay, I did make a mistake. And I tip my hat off to ShopRite and, you know, ShopRite organization and corporation, especially Jessica Nolan over there at, she was a human resource manager over there at the East Windsor ShopRite in East Windsor, New Jersey. You know, glory be to God for Jessica. You know, she has a higher position now. But when I was in the halfway house and I called Jessica for an interview, she let me, I came in for the interview, and when I was in prison, Mr. Montone, I obtained about maybe 20 certificates. And a lot of people say, well, you know, Jacoby, why you still have these certificates? But these certificates, to me, is a rock of remembrance. Like, back in the day, back in the Old Testament time, when God delivers the people out of a situation or they tramp over in victory, God told them to leave a rock there. And that rock stand is a landmark. And the rock stand is a remembrance where God has brought me from. So when I came to this interview, I was a little nervous, but I was so confident in the Lord that, God, you're going to make a way for me, because you said in your word that, you know, if I had to light myself in you, you would give me the desires of my heart. And when I went there, I was honest with Jessica. I looked her dead in the face, letting her know I made some mistakes, and I showed her all my certificates, and I let her know that my rehabilitation didn't start when I came home from prison. It actually started when I was in prison. And, you know, glory be to God. God touched her heart. She gave me an opportunity and chance, and she actually hired me right on the spot 2 weeks before I was coming home from the federal halfway house over there in Philly.
Okay, great.
So she gave me an opportunity and chance. So I just encourage anyone out there, convicted felon or not convicted felon, you know, when you put God first, when you put him first, and put, you know, when you decrease so God can increase, he will open doors. I mean, he will just open doors, you know.
Yeah,
Mr. Mm-hmm.
And if I may, you know, really, we have to commend the ShopRite Corporation for being a second chance employer, giving people a second chance to go to work, to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done very well with the ShopRite company. You're now the assistant manager.
Assistant kitchen manager at Caribbean Grill. I work for the Saker ShopRite. Mr. Saker owns 29 ShopRites in New Jersey. So we have a department called the Caribbean Grill, and I'm a sous chef slash assistant kitchen manager there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, it was very difficult for you to make the transition from not working to working. And in the midst of that, as you began becoming more financially stable, you began to pay off some tickets and restore your driver's license, correct?
Oh, man, yeah. I'll tell you, because, you know, when you... What I want to say, when you listen to what the enemy say and what people say, and you operate in fear, fear stands for false evidence appearing real. And I knew that my driver's license was suspended, and I thought that I had owed so much that I was going to never get them back. You know, it took 18 years to get them back. And you know, Mr. Montone, when I was in South Carolina, I had called you, and me and you discussed that on the telephone, and I said, well, you know, Mr. Montone, I want to get my driver's license back, and you gave me the number at DMV, and I called DMV, and I tell you, man, DMV said, yo, this, yo, that. And I got on a payment plan. And, you know, through God working through my father to help me, and I tell you, I got my driver's license back. I had them back almost 2 years now. Not only God blessed me to get my driver's license back, a year later, about 8 months later, he blessed me with a car. You know, he just blessed me with a car, And when I actually moved back to New Jersey, I was working at Ruby Tuesday, and I went back to the ShopRite Corporation because, you know, when I left in 2012, I left a good rapport. Even though I was only there for a couple of months, I made an impact and a difference in the 2 months that I was there. So, you know, Mr. Montone, when I actually got back, I was working at Ruby Tuesday, and I was working at ShopRite, and I was only at ShopRite for 2 months. Then God has shown me favor. My district manager, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Gary Lacento. You know, he's a CMT, the district manager for 10 of the Saker ShopRites. He came to me and said, Jacoby, you know, I want to make you assistant kitchen manager. And at first I was a little nervous, I'll say, oh, well, I don't know, and, you know, but, you know, the enemy is always trying to rob you out of your blessings. And he told me, he said, Jacoby, you know, he said, this is the opportunity for you to grow. And he said, the opportunity might then come back again. So I stepped down.
Back to buy a home, correct?
Yes. You know, I'm establishing my credit, saving my money, and I'm in the process, hopefully by this time next year, I have my personal bank at Wells Fargo. Big shout out to, you know, Paul Fears over there at Wells Fargo over there on Brunswick and Olden Avenue in Trenton. I'm in the process of, you know, establishing my credit, and hopefully this time next year, Lord's willing, you know, I'm going to name it and claim it in Jesus' name, I'm going to get me a home. It may not be an expensive home, but it's going to be a home.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. And again, it doesn't matter where you've been, what matters is where you're going, and mm-hmm. you're establishing, you know, from day one, stability through mm-hmm. your work and through a savings account. Mm-hmm. You've gone to the bank, you've had a dialogue, a conversation, you have a plan of action to buy a mm-hmm. home next year or the year after, and you know, you're going to do it. And
yes.
the story just continues to grow.
Yes.
And how God is working in your life, because again, you're lined up with what he says to do.
Amen.
And what he says not to do, which is so
right.
important. In fact, you know, in the book of Deuteronomy, if I may, Moses mm-hmm. says to be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you, not turning aside to the right or to the left, but following exactly the way prescribed for you by the right. Lord your God, that you may live and prosper and mm-hmm. may have long life in the land which you are to occupy. So
Amen.
This is, you know, as I track you for 4 years, man, I'm really excited. And Jacoby's also been a speaker with us at the House of Adonai Recovery Home on two occasions
mm-hmm.
for a 90-minute meeting on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
mornings at 5031 Frankfurt Avenue in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
He also graduated officially from the WINGS program
mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago and received his certificate of completion. And, you know, so he's just a great example of success in reentry, and it's a journey,
mm-hmm.
and
it's
it continues to grow. How old are you now, sir?
I'm 42. I'll be 43 years old, June 23rd, you know.
Okay.
I'll be 43. I have two children, and I'm in the process of letting God, rebuild a relationship between my children and me and my children. You know, it's a process and stuff like that, and, you know, I have a son, 20 years old, he'd be 21 on Sunday, you know, and I have a son 15,
right.
you know, I guess, you know, by me being away, because see what we do to get ourselves caught up in trouble, it affects everybody around you. It doesn't only affect you, it affects all your loved ones, because when you're going away, when you're incarcerated and when you're doing time, your family is doing time with you. You know, your family is doing time with you, and I just, you know, hope that God can allow us to, me and my children, me and my son, to rekindle our relationship. And it's going to be kind of tough, but, you know, like God said in Isaiah 32:27, he said, I'm the God and Lord of all flesh. He said, is there anything too hard for me? And see, sometimes in life, we look at our situation, Mr. Montone, and we just maximize our situation, saying it's too big, and that we are minimize the true and living God. No, God wants you to maximize him and lift his name on high, and then in reality, it will minimize your problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's one thing I've learned to grow, I've learned to accept, and I'm just moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Paul said, forget the things which are behind you, said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the higher call in God through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I'm doing.
Okay. And that, you know, that's really terrific. You are on the right track, and it's going to take some time for the children to come on board once again. But again, as we always talk about,
mm-hmm.
you're working on your stability, your credibility,
yeah.
and becoming a role model, becoming transparent in their eyes, and basically, in time, they'll be looking at you as a role
yes.
model for them.
Yes,
it's just going to
yes.
take. A little time, but that's okay, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And that's it. So you're doing great work, and you know, I just want to thank you for calling in and
yes.
For being part of the Holy Spirit Radio family here today
yes.
on
yes.
Finding God in Prison. You are
yes.
really an example once again of a guy who found God in prison and is succeeding
mm-hmm.
in reentry as a result of your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, and it's just a beautiful thing. I want to thank you again for calling in today. I wish you a great day and a wonderful week. And I'll be in touch. You'll be speaking in the schools, in the school program, hopefully sometime in February, excuse me. And we look forward to that because, you know, you can inspire a lot of people. And we're really great to have you with us in the Wings program. So, Jacoby, have a great day. And
I just want to give one shout. I want to give a few shout-outs before I get off the air. I just want to I definitely want to continue to thank you, Mr. Montone, for the great work and, you know, God introducing me into my life to be a bridge of encouragement, a ray of hope, a pillar of strength, and an inspiration to me as well. I'm going to give a shout out to, you know, ShotWriting, you know, Corporation, Ruby Tuesday. All these jobs gave me opportunity to get back into society. I want to give a special shout out to my best friend, Vivian Brown Mabry, that lives in South Carolina, that really stood beside me and really pushed me and she held me accountable, you know what I'm saying? I want to give another special shout-out to a good friend of mine, Shamika Stafford, that, you know, from day one has really been behind me and really have motivated me. And, you know, we call each other in the morning. We pray with each other in the morning and stuff. And I just want to give a whole shout-out to the body of Christ that, you know, we be steadfast, immovable, always abounding, knowing that our labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58, sir.
That's wonderful. I appreciate that, and thank you for taking the time to thank, the people you did thank, ShopRite and your friends and myself. I really appreciate that, and it's a blessing for me to do the work I'm involved with today. As you know, I was an aviator for many years, and God called me into a whole new area of work, so it's a privilege and an honor, you know, to be with you. We have a lot of work to do in the next 40 years, so, you know, get prepared.
Amen.
Put on the battle of the armor, you know, to ready for battle. So
the
armor of God. But God bless Jacoby. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Mr. Montone. God bless you, too.
Take care now. My friends, that was Jacoby McFadden in the Wings program. I want to thank him again for calling in, and for you out there listening, we're listening to Holy Spirit Radio here at 1570 AM and 1420 AM, WCOJ and WISP. And Richard Antipuna is on the line. He's our next guest. Richard and I met at one of the Philadelphia prisons. Richard, good morning. Richard? Richard, are you there? I'm not sure what happened, but we'll try to get Richard on the air. Richard is our next guest, and he and I met at the one of the facilities inside the Philadelphia prison system and attended 12 classes in the Wings program. Richard then attended the Wings program over at Drexel University down at the College of Medicine at 15th and Vine Streets on Saturday morning. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I am, Joe. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Great to hear from you, Rich. Thanks for calling in today. How are you feeling? I know you had a bad cold.
I broke the cold. I'm feeling a lot better.
Okay, welcome to Holy Spirit Radio, and I was just telling our listeners how we met at inside the PPS, or the Philadelphia Prison System, and that you're attending the program down at Drexel and also down at the House of Adonai Recovery Home. If you can, give our listeners just a little background again, how you came into the Wings program, and a little bit about where you were in your life early on and how you evolved and where you're at today and where you're going.
Okay, well, I was introduced to the Wings program through the prison. I didn't know anything about it or what it was about. They sent it to the program, and that I was a start on a Monday. And that following Wednesday, I was supposed to be released, so I wasn't even going to go. And I guess, you know, God or the Holy Spirit pointed me right to your direction, and I even said to you the first day on that Monday that, you know, I probably won't be back home, but it was very spiritual to me. It was very, it touched my heart, and I thanked you, and I was very sincere about that, and that's why I'm sticking with the program, because I like everything the program's about. I believe in the program. I believe in you. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to to become a WINGS program member. And I just think that I was placed in prison to become part of the WINGS program, to be honest with you, because I could see no other, I can't make any other sense that but that. So, but I mean, early on in life, I grew up in the as they would say, the gritty streets of Kensington, Badlands, and all the other negative nicknames they have for it. But it was a beautiful neighborhood at one time. But, I mean, I contributed to bringing it down. I was a drug dealer, sold crack cocaine, sold meth, sold weed, you know, sold anything I could sell. Didn't sell, I did, you know, and I had other hustles. I sold clothes, I sold Christmas trees, you know, I've had businesses, and it just, nothing ever panned out because I guess I wasn't on the right track. So there was never a reward. It was like, I made money, I had money, you know, I thought I was happy, I wasn't, because I haven't held on to anything that I've accrued over them years. And that's, I'm going back 27 years. I left home when I was 15, and I had great education. I was 97% constant by. I had my college education paid for, grant. And one day I was just walking home from school, saw my friend selling drugs, whipped out cops of money, and I was like, how'd you get that? And they were like, oh, we're selling crack. And I was just hooked right there from the second, you know, that was it. I was hooked. And, you know, just from that, I evolved into what I thought was bigger and better, but it just got me nothing. And, you know, then I started being depressed because I had, you know, the whole time I had a guilty conscience of what I was doing.
Rich, you there? I think we lost the signal, Kathy.
No.
No, either? No. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You.
Yeah, okay, good. Make sure you speak into the phone if you can.
Well, I had a guilty conscience as to, I was ruining people's lives. Even,
God bless you, my friend. God bless.
Even today, I just try to keep giving back because I feel guilty.
Yeah.
And I know I ruined a lot of people's lives. And I, you know, and the way the WINGS program has the mentor and stuff, like I just want to give back to the kids who don't have a chance. Like, I really didn't have a, I mean, I had a chance, but I didn't. I was on my own. I had bills to pay. And, you know, that was the life I chose on my own, I guess. I guess I thought I could make a better decision.
Yep.
And it didn't work out like that. My life just spiraled out of control. And it led me to depression, it led me to anger issues. One thing led to another. I got drunk, and I don't even know what I did. I wasn't even coherent, but, you know, I come to the present day, I end up in prison.
How many times have you been arrested in your life?
I've been arrested several times. I've been charged 8 times though in my adult life, and I was acquitted on all charges. Well, the first charge I was proven not guilty because the witnesses said they said it wasn't me in court, and the rest of them just either they didn't have enough evidence or witnesses didn't show up or whatever the case may be, the lack of prosecution.
Okay.
And so I've never been charged I've never been convicted of any crime as an adult. And as a juvenile, I was locked up several times for possession with intent, you know, and everything that goes along with that.
How old are you now, Rich?
I'm 42. 42.
And now let's get, I appreciate everything you're saying and your emotion, because this is your life, you know what I mean? And when we talk about life, it is emotional. And there are some wounds back there, you know, that we need to get a handle on. And that's why I'm glad you're in the Wings program. You will give, you know, a lot of inspiration to the youth once we get the chance to put you into the school program. And to give back, you want to give back, and we want to make that happen for you. God says, whatever you did for the least of your brothers, you did it for me. And he also says, do not mislead the children. So this is important, that we get a chance to lead the children in the right direction. And so you're going to get that opportunity. I'm really glad you're on the phone, and you're a personal friend of mine now. Rich has been coming down to Drexel University with his fiance, with his 13-year-old son as well. And also, he's been coming down to the House of Adonai Recovery on Tuesday mornings at 10:30 to 12. So, you know, he's been connected. He said he was going to do it. He's been doing it for the last couple of weeks or months. And so he's been accountable to his word. And, you know, with that, Rich, I really appreciate, you know, that you're on the phone with us. And we're trying to, you know, get a great message out to our listeners. And so, how is your spiritual life today?
Well, I was never really spiritual until I came into the Wings program. People don't even believe it till, you know, even today they don't believe that I'm actually, you know, into reading the Bible and going to church. But I do. I read the Bible every day. I go to church. I mean, I miss a couple of days, but I go to church and I believe in God and I believe in Jesus, and it's really an uplifting experience for me. It's gave me peace in my life. It helps me get through things, and I actually wrote something down that you said in the class. I always write things down in class, and even in CFC, I people say, "Why do you write everything down? It's the same thing every week." And I say, "Because there's things that Joe says that he don't say every weekend, and I want to write everything down anyway so that I remember it." And one of the things you said was, this was at the House of Adonai, when things become difficult, walk away and let God take care of it. And that's what I've learned. Like, if I can't, I always was in control of everything in my life, I thought. And all it did was just gave me grief for me trying to, grief and stress for me trying to work out problems that I couldn't work out on my own. But my whole life, you know, I just said to myself, oh, I'll take care of it. I can do it. You know, I'll handle it. I moved out when I was 15, had my own house, had my own car, lived the life of a king. You know, I mean, I had everything I ever wanted, but I wasn't happy. Never. I was not happy until and I said this before, until I went to prison, I felt relief and I felt joy and I felt peace. And I know that's crazy to say, but it's the truth. I never felt so much peace until I was locked up. And I just want to carry that outside of the jail. But you know, when you come outside, you're right. It's almost like right back in the same groove you were in before you got there. So it's a lot harder right now because I'm trying to stay on the right path and stay in the right groove. But things still go on and problems are still there. So I'm just trying to deal with everything the best way I can. And I'm glad I have my fiance Joan there with me, helping me out every step of the way. She helped me out in prison the whole time. She never missed a visit, never missed the phones, always had money on the phones for me, money on the books, was there for me every time. I'm glad my kids are in my life right now, my grandchildren. I just had a newborn grandchildren, grandchild Valentina, and my grandson Mason. He's a year old. I'm glad they're all in my life, and that's why, I mean, I'm trying to be a role model right now. I wasn't a role model before I went to prison for them. I wasn't doing the right things, and they know it. They actually came to me. They said, "Dad, we know that you sold drugs. You think we were stupid. We used to see the stuff, and you never worked, and you always had money." And it was that broke my heart.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. Rich, I know one of the things that stands out in my mind is that you told me in class one day that, you know, this program, you know, gave you hope again, you know, in yourself, belief in yourself again. And that's a powerful thing, you know, and I appreciate that because we spent a lot of time together, more than 50 hours of time. And Rich actually spent 12 sessions inside, but then finished the program on the outside. And when I say he finished the program, he graduated, received a certificate, but that's only the beginning. We've got work to be done in Philadelphia and beyond. And, you know, Rich and I will be together on the outside. And this is a powerful thing. You know, Jeff Collins was inside also. He was our guest on our first program. And Jeff and I were at Pennsbury High School West campus yesterday in the Valley Day School for the morning program, the Wingsmen program, as a speaker. He gave 2 one-hour talks to the youth, more than 70 kids, and these are in alternative schools, and he made a real impact on them and the Falls Township Police Department, who is coordinating this effort with us, and it was very powerful. And Rich, you will get that same chance without question, but afterwards, Jeff and I had lunch at the Olive Garden, and we got a chance to talk about it and strategically plan, you know, for the next talks coming up. So I just know that, you know, God's going to bless you for your humility to share with our listeners, you know, your life story, the real emotions of, you know, where you were, you know, your impact in a negative way on other people. And now, you know, we can't change the past, as we always talk about. All we can do is make changes in ourselves and go forward into the future. And that's what you're doing. And I know you're going to have many opportunities to do, you know, the work that we've been doing in community service. And just powerful. Again, you know, it's just been a blessing to hear you on the phone today, but to be with you down at Drexel University on Saturday mornings and at the House of Adonai. And you've been a man of your word, and I commend you for that. A lot of people, you know, don't, you know, walk the talk, so to speak. They only talk the talk, and you're doing the walking, and you're doing the work, and God's going to bless you for that.
Well, one thing about the streets, Joe, is that's all you have is your word. And I got very good credibility on the streets. I don't have any enemies, and my word was always good. So, and I value that. So when I told you that I would continue, I meant it. Anything I tell you, I mean. I don't mess around when I tell you something.
Yeah, and I
try my best to do. If I can't, I'll let you know that I don't make promises. Well, actually, I don't make promises, period. I just make what I'm
going to do. Right. I just want to ask you, Rich, growing up, did you have any role models out there?
I did. My uncle, my father, my mother, you know, they were immediate role models, and then there were role models that were negative. I was always looked up to the wrong kind of people, because that's who I was around.
Right.
So that's who I looked up to. But I mean, in a positive sense, I looked up to my father. He owned his own auto body mechanic shop, worked hard. I looked up to my mother. She worked hard at home for us kids. I looked up to my uncles, because my mom was a professional boxer, and my other uncle, you know, I just looked up to my family because my family was important.
Right.
And it just seems that, you know, in families, when there's certain death, the family separates. like when the grandparents died, you know, we were a tight family at one time where we always had dinners together and always, you know, had holidays together. And once the grandparents passed away, that all stopped. And, you know, they try to hold on to it now, but it gets less and less every year. So it's like tradition dying.
Right. Rich, I want to ask you, what was your most difficult challenge while in prison?
My most difficult challenge while in prison was sticking to my diet that I was on when I was home. Because I didn't have Joan there to tell me no. And I was just eating whatever I wanted to.
Okay. I know Joan and tell her on Saturday I have a new folder for her for the Wings Women, okay?
And, I'm very happy about that.
And I really appreciate her being there. And also, I want to say a special hello to Ricardo, your son, who I admire at 13, who's joined us for several meetings and has done some writing assignments. And, you know,
I'm so proud of him, though. And he's actually been asking me about, I'm going to go to school next week to talk to him about the Wings program and the school. I've been sick this week. That's why I didn't do it. But he asked me. Actually, this morning when I told him.
Yep.
So I'll be introducing that to this principal next week.
That's great. That's great. That's an extension of. He's now a wingsman, really carrying the program into his school in Philadelphia. And he's a young man, 13, who's getting A's and B's, doing the right things. But he's your son, and he's been impacted. You know, by yourself and some of the things going on in your life, and we're now rebuilding that, helping him to avoid some things, but also strengthening him, and that's just a tremendous opportunity for me personally as a guy who saw his dad 3 times in 18 years. I know what it is to be separated from your father, and you know, so this is, you know, a real mission for us. This is the 23rd year of the Wings program, but I want your son, Ricardo, to be a wingsman for the next, you know, 23 years as well. And,
that's my plans for him also.
Yeah, and to you and I to be out there, at and Joan as well, without question. We don't want to leave.
Everywhere I am.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Rich, we're going to move on to our next guest, Kevin Williams, but I want to thank you so much for calling in. And
Thank you for having me. It's been a great pleasure being a part of the Wings program, and I'll be here for, I told you, until I stop breathing.
Well, I appreciate that, and we appreciate you calling into Holy Spirit Radio, and you've been a great guest. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you. We'll see you on Saturday. Take care now.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay, my friends, that was Rich Antipuna from Philadelphia calling in, another wingsman who's working through some challenges and who has graduated from the program and has really found God, you know, in his life. Going to prison, he said he wasn't happy in his life until he went to prison. There he found a lot of joy and a lot of peace. Through his relationship with God, it changed his life, and he's building on that one day at a time. And it's having an impact on his 13-year-old son and other people in his life, his fiance Joan as well. And so it's just been a great, you know, example of success in reentry. And it's one day at a time. It's a journey. It's not over. We go through our entire life. Like St. Paul says in the end of his life, he said, I fought the good fight. I ran a good race. Now the crown of life awaits me. And this is it. This is the promise, you know, from God himself. And so with that, I want to go to our next guest, Kevin Williams, who also is a wingsman in the Wings program. And Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, Joe.
Good morning, Kev. Great to hear from you. Kevin's a personal friend of mine and a guy in the Wings program who really, you know, has done, made a lot of changes and, has a tremendous desire to give back and also to grow personally, in education. So, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. And, if you can, I want you to just, give our listeners a little bit of a, background on yourself, how you grew up and where you're, you know, what took you into some of the things that led you down a negative pathway, and where you're at today and where you're going.
Oh, Joe, I'm originally from North New Jersey. I had a good childhood. At the age of six, my mother enrolled me in a sports program, and from there I just played sports throughout my childhood. I put a lot of energy into it. I excelled at it. I eventually got a scholarship to go to college on a basketball scholarship. I went to college. You know, I had a lot of mentors and people and coaches in my life poured a lot into me and kept me on the straight and narrow. I went to college. I thought I was going to the pros. I blew my knee out, became depressed, and didn't really know how to deal with my circumstances. And what I did was I withdrew. My academic went down. They put me on academic probation, and I tried to give me tutors and to help me through that transitional period, but I wasn't receiving it, and I eventually got kicked out of school. I ended back in back in North with no direction. And from there, my grandfather got me a job on the ports of New York and New Jersey working as a crane operator. I did that for a couple of years. My ego and being self-centered at the time, it was a lot of responsibility. And I just walked off the job. And I came back and the foreman asked me, you know, what's wrong with you? You already walked off the job. What are you doing going back in the crane? I had no idea of being responsible at the time. So what happens after that, I end up going across the river to Manhattan, getting a job on Wall Street, working as a trainee for a stockbroker program. And what I did was I was fast-tracked out of like 150 guys to get my Series 6 license and become a stockbroker. So in the transition, I had befriended a lot of stockbrokers that was successful at the time and were training me, and I ended up making drug runs for them. You know, there's a lot of partying, there's a lot of alcoholism on Wall Street, and you know, guys, they work hard, but they play hard too. So I used to make trips for them up to Harlem, and eventually, running back and forth, I was pulled over. And I had a large amount of drugs on me, and I went to jail. And this became a pattern for my life, going in and out of jail, prison, and things like that. But at the time, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. I just took it as an occupational habit. My perspective was totally wrong. I took it as an occupational habit that this just goes along with what I'm doing. So from there, I transitioned into not just selling it, but using it. And how I started using it, I was enrolled at the university. I enrolled at the University of Medicine Dentistry in New Jersey. And what happened was I was studying for tests and it was finals, and one of my study partners, you know, he said, what's wrong with it? I said, man, it's too much. It's a lot of information that needs to be ingested. So he suggested, listen, I got a little bit of heroin, so why don't you try it? I tried it. Make a long story short, I got an A on the test, and I convinced myself that this was to help me as a study tool. So that led me down a road of addiction. It led me from being self-supported to chasing after my addiction, and that just led me in and out of my addiction. It caused me troubles with my wife, my relationship with my children. Of course, I was already, walking the tightrope between the Bible talks about not being lukewarm, and I was lukewarm. And, I was coaching at the time, and I was working, and I was used. And so eventually my addiction overtook everything. If you know anything about addiction, it's progressive, it's cunning, it's baffling, and what it does over time, it becomes your God, it becomes your master. And I eventually fell prey to that, and that set me on a journey of going from, we lived in a penthouse overlooking Manhattan, to I was homeless. And, I tried to get myself together many times, but I didn't know how to get myself together.
Excuse me, Kev. We're just under a minute to go in the show. A great story, and I want to have you back on as a guest on the next show, but we only have another 30 seconds to go. I know today you found, great faith, and you're actually enrolled in the Community College of Philadelphia for a behavior health counseling degree and certification, and, I want to just thank you for, calling into the show this morning and being a guest, and I want to have you back on to finish the story, if you would. Would you do that?
Absolutely, Joe. My pleasure.
Absolutely. I just wish you a great day, and God bless you for calling in today, Kev. I love you, and I want the best for you, pal, and I'll see you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to Finding God in Prison, my name is Joe Montone, and I want to thank you for being with us today here at Holy Spirit Radio. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. May God bless you, and thanks again to Dale and Jane and Kathy for all the support, and for the Charitable Exchange, thank you again for your support financially. Have a great day, and God bless.
Lighten up the world as it may sleep.